The dean of the Gympa Law School, Ernest Kofi Abuchi, is blaming Parliament and the executive for the delay in the passage of the Right Information Bill. Mr. Abuchi was speaking at a symposium on law and public policy, explained that there is a mutually beneficial negative relationship between the two bodies, and this gives Parliament no incentive to pass the bill into law. The Right Information Bill, which will give citizens access to information held by public institutions as well as private entities which perform functions with public funds, has been around since 2002. But despite the coming into office of three presidents, it is yet to be passed into law. According to Mr. Abuchi, this bill and others similar to it have suffered because at any stage, both arms are calculating their losses and benefits when it comes to laws.
It has been a frustration for this country. I have attended countless events, spoken at many of these events, designed to get Parliament to pass the Freedom of Information Law. Parliament has been present. Committees have been established. They've attended these. We said all kinds of things. They eventually came to nothing. One reality was the fact that Parliament had priorities. Parliament had apparently very little incentive in passing this. Because one thing we can't deny in this country is that the relationship between Parliament and the executive has been a negative relationship. Unfortunately, they mutually enjoy that. And because they mutually enjoy it, that is why, for example, constitutional provisions or constitutional proposals that have been made for the changes to be made in the Constitution has itself also partly stalled. Because all kinds of people are calculating all kinds of losses and benefits. And so the incentive is always minimum. In an ideal world, the judiciary should have no business in policy. And that ideal world is, the judiciary will only deal with the law as the law. Let the executive and parliament deal with policy. We don't live in an ideal world. We live in the real world. In the real world, there are policy gaps. In the real world, there are policy legal mixes. And if you take the Constitution, which many people see as a legal document, but which substantially is a political document, that document contains all kinds of policy prescriptions and policy statements. And the Supreme Court is supposed to interpret that Constitution. It is impossible to say that the Supreme Court should stay clear of policy and just interpret the law.
Mr. Abuchi said stakeholders can push Parliament to pass the bill by resorting to the court.
The court have been forced to make declarations on the right of prisoners to vote. The court have made declarations on the foreign policy of Ghana. The court have made declarations on especially its own relationship with Parliament. The court have made pronouncements on the scope of presidential influence, whether in or out of this country. All these have invariable political consequences. And I'm not saying to you that when judges sit on their chair to make pronouncements as far as adjudication is concerned, that they are primarily motivated by politics. The consideration of constitutional matters is invariably interlinked in that dangerous vortex of politics, which can simply not be delinked. And that is why moving forward, probably our courts would want to rationalize the more the interpretive tools. Why should judges sometimes make policy? It is because the policy institutions do fail. It is because when we speak to our representatives, much of the time and very often, they either ignore us or simply do not pay attention too much to what we're saying. So you can provoke them into doing things by going to court. We just had somebody going to court to make a request for an information to be disclosed, and the court made that disclosure. And I have said before that we didn't need to go to Parliament. Sometimes the best way to do things is to provoke somebody. As somebody told me, if you want me to do something, tell me not to do it, then I'll do it. If you want Parliament to do something, and I think the courts have shown that we can do that, go to the courts, get the court to make a declaration which is uncomfortable, Parliament will now come and pass the framework law that fills the gap.